You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Carla Sontag joins us with the New Mexico Business Coalition, as well as Better Together New Mexico. Carla, thanks for taking the time. It's been a little while.
It has been. It's great to be back with you.
Yeah, well, we intended to have you on sooner, but both you and I were kind of waiting for the special session with, you know, it was going to happen, not going to happen. And it did happen. And actually, we have you on today. I was triggered to give you a holler and get you on the air real quick. So we don't have you in studio, but the special session did actually happen. Kinda.
Yeah, kinda. That's the key operative there on that one.
So what do you think was expected and hoped for, and what actually happened?
Well, you know, okay, so let's back up. Several years ago, the governor passed bail reform, and that was the beginning of the downfall in our state for increased crime. It had unintended consequences. Now, we saw those consequences. We saw the writing on the wall, and we were opposed to it from the beginning. But she got a coalition, and it got passed. So what that means is they wanted to lessen the number of people in jails and prisons. Well, it worked, because now they are so empty. We're talking about closing some of our prisons. And why? Because we've put the criminals back on the street. And those are the people that are the repeat offenders who have got increasingly more violent in their criminal activity, creating the crisis that we're in today. So now, fast forward to where we are today, New Mexico is in crisis, not just Albuquerque, but Albuquerque is by far, along with Las Cruces, the worst places for crime. And so the governor, now having that impacted her personally, I think it was her daughter and members of her family, now it's risen to the point of important for her. So she calls a special session. The problem that she had was the progressives that are serving aren't on board with it. They're fine with the criminal element that we have. They're fine with the criminals being on the street. And I'm sorry, Steve, to get so blunt about this, but if New Mexicans aren't paying attention, then there's a reason why they wouldn't be outraged by what is going on, because this is just outrageous. Now, given all that, we're glad that the governor came with some things that would be good for the state. They do not fix bail reform, but they will address some other things that need to be addressed. So the Republicans, who have been trying to address crime for 8 solid years, showed up ready to take action. And nothing was done because it was stopped by the majority, who are the progressives in Santa Fe, the Democrats who want this to continue.
Okay, so clearly they're not sitting up in the roundhouse saying, "Oh no, it's a good thing to have violent criminals out on the street." What is the reasoning behind it? What are they saying?
Well, so their superficial rule was, we don't have enough time in a special session. Well, they've had 8 years to address this, and we have had, primarily from Representative Bill Ream, lots of legislation to correct the problems. He's a former retired sheriff. Lots of opportunities over the past 8 years to really delve into the problem and get it fixed. But the underlying issue that they don't talk about quite as much is, we may be violating the rights of the criminals. We've got to be sensitive to their needs, and we've got to be sensitive to why they're committing crimes, because they're having a hard time paying their bills, or they had a really tough childhood. Well, you know, I'm sorry for the hardships they have, but the rest of us have hardships too. And one of our biggest hardships is dealing with their violent crime.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm going to show my age a little bit because I can only hear Tony Blake's Beretta theme song going on in the background. And for those old enough to remember, don't do the crime if you can't pay the, or if you can't pay the time, you know?
Right.
And yeah, it's like, really?
Right. Well, you know, and I'll show you something even older. I'm hearing Rod Serling's music in the background, you know, those things not understood why anybody would not want to get this corrected and keep New Mexicans safer.
Yeah, well, it's timely that we do have you on finally, and we do intend to schedule a full hour with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico, who you know, you sent the email out, you know, with that letterhead. It's timely because there's some town hall meetings happening that may be very important, and our listening audience may want to participate. We are on the air in Las Cruces at 88.1 FM. And actually the first of the two town hall meetings that you mentioned is happening tonight.
That's right. And we hope that people will show up. As we said, we are very frustrated with what's happening, but we are supporting what the governor is doing. It's not enough. It doesn't cover the fundamental issue that she started 8 years ago, but it's a beginning, and we do support that, and we encourage others to come out and support that as well. I think that she is probably going to call another special session, and she is going to continue to push her people to get on board with it. As I said, the Republic, and I'm nonpartisan, but I mean, we need to call it out this time for what it is. The Republicans showed up ready to work, ready to pass the legislation that she had outlined, and it was the Democrats that stopped it.
Well, and as we've said several times on this show, when it comes to, you know, what's happening in the Roundhouse and what's, you know, how important it is to be registered to vote and participate in what's happening in the community. We've encouraged people to sign the Not My Kid petition, which, by the way, can be found on the Better Together New Mexico website, the link for that. And, you know, there's a lot of things happening on a national level politically, historically. And that, you know, that could really, it is important, but really could act as a distraction for the things locally that we need to keep, you know, our finger on the pulse of what's happening. We thank you, Carla, and your team for doing that. But we would encourage people to participate in these town hall meetings. The one I mentioned in Las Cruces is at town hall tonight at 5:30, and it's at the Las Cruces Convention Center, 680 East University Avenue in Las Cruces. And is this information posted on Better Together New Mexico's site, Carla?
It should be. If it's not, we'll get it up real quick, because there's another town hall in Albuquerque on Monday evening at CNM's main campus. And we are told by the governor's office that people will be allowed to speak as long as they're speaking only on the crime situation. So they don't want to get off topic, but we encourage people to go and express your opinion and get people, mainly our legislators, to listen. You know, the governor, this is a quote. She said, legislators should be embarrassed at their inability to summon even an ounce of courage to adopt common sense legislation to make New Mexicans safer. That's a quote from her. She also went on to acknowledge the Republicans were ready to work, and it was the Democrats that stopped the work. So they came into session for one day to pay themselves. They did set aside some money for the fire and flood victims in the state, which was a good thing, but they did nothing on crime. So if you can go to the crime town halls with the governor and express your opinion about how you want something done about crime, this would be a good opportunity to do that.
Okay, and I'm going to walk through that information one more time. The Las Cruces Town Hall is tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. 5:30 is when it starts, so that's most important that you get there on time. At the Las Cruces Convention Center, 680 East University Avenue in Las Cruces. And then do you have to be in person to participate? Do you know? On either of these, or is there
That's
any?
That's my understanding. I don't believe that you can Zoom in.
Okay.
Although there's going to be Facebook Live, but you won't be able to comment. You may be able to comment in the chat, but I don't think they're going to allow time for those to be read into the record.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
To get on the record, you need to be there to speak up.
Okay. And then in Albuquerque, it's a town hall Monday. July 29th, this coming Monday at 5:30 at CNM's main campus, Smith Brasher Hall, at 717 University Boulevard Southeast in Albuquerque, just north of the Isotopes Park. Carla, thank you for the update. And again, thank you for all the work being done by Better Together New Mexico to keep us informed. And, you know, although I'm obviously very sorry that anything in a bad way happened to the governor and or her family, but it is good to see it becoming an urgent issue with, you know, the chief executive in the state of New Mexico, and we hope to see something come of it.
Yes, we do. You know, it's personal for a lot of New Mexicans, and I too am sorry that it happened to her, but I'm glad that we now have her attention and that she wants to do something about it. So, and you know, Steve, I'm talking to you today from Denver, Colorado. I'm here at a conference with ALEC, which is the American Legislative Exchange Council. And we cover a lot of model policy, but I'll tell you what the buzz is around here. Everybody is very concerned about the economy and about safety. And New Mexico has an opportunity to start addressing our problem because, you know, we're ranked number one in certain categories for violent crime and property damage and things like that, which is ridiculous. I mean, New Mexico used to be a relatively safe place to be, and it's not anymore. We need to get back to that.
Yeah. Well, and from my understanding, as far as a lot of the crime that's happening, you know, there's a lot of really good people in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, in Las Cruces, and all around the state. And it's a limited number of specific bad actors that are being let out, you know, and if you just start with the top of the list quickly, and that's not enough, but quickly, I think there would be a drastic change in what we're experiencing in our community. I guess I would encourage the listeners to be praying for our leaders and to be active by participating in these town halls. And again, go to the website. You can either probably look at nmbizcoalition.org or bettertogethernewmexico.org. Spell it all out. Carla, thanks yes. again. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for having me. And I want to thank your listeners because I know they care. And I just hope they will show up and express that either Thursday night or Monday night as they have an opportunity, because it's important. And we all need to pull together to get this done. So thanks for having me, Steve. It was a pleasure. And I look forward to spending more time with you in the future.
All right. Safe travel. And thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.